Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Petty, bringing us back. Thomas, to be exact. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Brian Moran, the president of Brian Moran & Associates. SmallBusinessEdge.com is the website. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Brian, thanks again. Brian's been a Brain Trust member for a long time. Thank you for being here, Brian. We're talking about some of the things that that are some of the key issues, right, Brian, for small businesses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great stuff, Jim. So, I love being on your show.
We love having you. So one of the things that I've been talking to small business owners about a lot since probably 2007 or so, six maybe, is social media. Mm-hmm. And I've been the self-described, self-appointed social media heretic. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And right. So I've been helping small business owners understand that they have no choice. They have to have a social media strategy. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they have to trust Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Those guys aren't going to operate in our favor on our behalf. They're operating on their own behalf. So we have to understand, we have to use them. But when we use them, we have to realize what we're getting. What do you think?
I agree. Completely. Now, let me tell you something. When you go on Facebook and you create a page or you go onto Twitter and you create an account, it's like going to somebody else's house for a party. You know, they've invited you into their house for a social media party, and if they don't like what you do, they can just as easily kick you out.
That's right.
And I've seen that happen to companies that, you know, that have had a tremendous presence on Facebook, and then one day Facebook comes along and they shut down their page, and they basically disconnected them from all of the people that they were engaging mm-hmm. with on Facebook.
That's exactly the point I've been making, Brian, is if you wake up one morning and even if they don't take you down, if they just change the rules, it makes all your customers mad, all your contacts mad. If you haven't developed a parallel universe with those same contacts where you have some control, you've lost all that work.
Absolutely. So the key is, and I'm sure you tell your listeners this, is figure out other ways to engage with these people. So
right. Not either or, but both and.
Right, multiple social media platforms, and then take the conversation offline. Right? So if you connect with them on LinkedIn, make sure you have their email address.
Right.
And make sure that you've downloaded your LinkedIn contacts so that you know who you have in the event that it disappears tomorrow. But social media is a means to an end, right? So the reason that we use social media for business is to help us achieve our objectives, whatever they may be, whether it's increased sales, more, you know, accounts, helping us develop our personal brand. So what we're seeing, though, is that social media is becoming more and more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so for business owners, you want to be ahead of the curve, so you need to ask yourself, what is social media 2.0 or 3.0 or 4.0 look like? And I'll tell you, it's video, mobile, and even more connections in real time, things happening in real time. You know, conversations taking place, decisions mm-hmm. being made, action steps happening.
And video is increasingly a big deal, isn't it?
Huge, huge. And I got to tell you, I got a face for radio. I did a video supplement yesterday, and I don't know how people stand to look at me, but video and mobile. So you're going to hit
That's the biggie. That's the biggie. Yeah. Do you know, Brian, that Google is gigging companies who aren't mobile ready right now.
Yeah.
If you don't have a mobile option, a mobile site at least, a mobile oriented alternative for people, Google is your rankings have gone down because of that.
Right. And you want to make sure. So you need to visit your site from a mobile smartphone, right? So you need to look at your site And how does it look? You know, are you able to capture the most important information? Is it easy to do business and e-commerce off of your smartphone? If you're a restaurant, can I make reservations easily on your web on my smartphone to your website? And do you have some video component that welcomes me? You know, it's a nice, friendly face. People want to read less and view more.
That's a sad story. That's a sad commentary on society, but it's the truth. Hey, Brian, I got to wrap it up. Brian and Associates, folks, is the company, smallbusinessedge.com. Right, Brian?
Absolutely. And you can reach me at Brian Moran on Twitter.
All right, at Brian Moran. And you're not going to be a stranger anymore, all right?
No, you better have me back soon because we have more to talk about.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.